Sherry Jacobs, corporate spokesperson for Tampa Electric, says Centennial is the first school in Pasco County to receive a solar array.
Tampa Electric has a new program where we will invest $1.5 million each year for 5 years to help our customers install renewable technologies. The solar array at Centennial Middle School is the first system to be installed under our new program, and we will do one school a year for 5 years.
John Solar, energy coordinator with the District School Board of Pasco County, says there is a solar energy curriculum that students will be taught.
There is a curriculum component associated with this that the Florida Solar Energy Center puts together, and they'll be sharing that information with the school district, and then we, of course, will share it with the science teachers, and the science teachers will share it with their students.
According to Jacobs from Tampa Electric, all the students at Centennial Middle School will have the opportunity to learn about energy efficiency and solar power.
Centennial Middle School in the Dade City area has about 650 students, and they were selected to participate in this program. And the students will be able to look at the energy that the solar array is producing that will be available online, and they can use that in the classroom. So it will help them not only gain a basic understanding of how solar arrays work, but it'll also improve their skills in math and science, and it'll help them understand the importance of renewable energy and energy efficiency.
Construction is underway for the solar array at Centennial. Once completed, the solar energy system will provide electricity as well as backup emergency power for the school.
The solar array is 10 kilowatts, and it will supply power to the school during normal operation, but it also has backup batteries that is included as part of this project. So, for example, if we have a hurricane and the school loses power for a period of time, that solar array will automatically turn on and supply power to the school's critical needs. So things like lights, so folks can get out of the building and that type of thing. So essential elements of that school will automatically turn on.
Once it's fully installed, the Florida Solar Energy Center will collect data from the solar power system for teachers to use in the classroom. For WMNF News, I'm Olivia Cabot.